T! T is for turtle!
Turn to the center line and swerve. This is not your day and turn. The place caught at your side. No name. Oh no, this is not your day to say how you might feel until. This is not your day. I'll dream your hair and we're alright. Seeing city sights from an
Murders. That was Disaster Flower Bloom. For more information on the band, visit them, theoystermurders.com. Welcome into the playlist. Coming up later in the program, we are going to be catching up with our friend Jamie Beeman, as well as, now get this, you are in for a major, major treat because she is world premiering. This is an exclusive, people. Her song "I'm Not Gonna Cry." The first time you'll hear it is here on the playlist. So we're very excited for that. So make sure to stay tuned and locked in on the playlist. But before we get into that, we are gonna play a really cool duo by the name of Antonio Paul. This is their song "Colored Screens." And for more information on the band, you can visit them on their Facebook, facebook.com/AntonioPaulMusic.
Girl, 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 you know that you're my world, world, world. Not that I want to see the world.
just heard the song Open My Eyes, and I remember you doing that song on the ETS show, and this is what I'm going to do. I actually have videotape of that performance, and I'm going to put that on the show notes. Do you remember that, Jamie?
Yes, I remember it. It was awesome. I loved being there. I wish I could be back in the studio, but unfortunately, my band couldn't make it.
Not only that, but you've been pretty busy lately. I saw that you just did something on the Iowa, right? You're dressed up as a pinup girl?
Yes, I'm doing a lot of pinup work for the Patriots. And yes, I did the Spirit of 45 event over August 10th and 11th. It was awesome.
I've been on some battleships before, but this was like an old school like battleship, right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've done numerous events on it, and they actually, I had to change, and they took me like into the ship, and I don't know how like 6 foot guys ever like moved around in this ship because I had to like duck.
You're pretty short yourself.
Yeah, I'm like 5'5", so. I had to hover.
So it's been a year since you've been on the show, and what else have you been up to?
Well, I've been working on my second album. A couple of the songs are new, as you can see. And I've just matured a lot within my music, and I'm excited for people to hear my new stuff.
Do you ever listen to your first album and just go back and think where you were at that point, or do you just finish an album and then just go on and move forward?
Oh no, I still perform half the songs on my first album. That album means a lot to me. But yeah, when I'm just like driving in the car, I'm always listening back to it, and I'm kind of like proud of it because I was so young back then to have those accomplishments. It's pretty cool.
And if people want to listen to some cuts from that album, log on to jamiebeeman.com. There you can become friends with her on Facebook and Twitter. She has all those links. I noticed when I did log on to jamiebeeman.com, and this was the first I ever saw this, that you were an ASCAP member. Did that just...
Yes, I'm on ASCAP. I've been on ASCAP since I was 13 years old.
Does that mean like you're part of like a music mob or something? Or
well, my lyrics are just protected. So if anybody tries to steal my songs, they're going to get in trouble.
Awesome. And you're going to get paid, which is even better.
Yes.
Whose idea was this? Was this your manager's idea? Because at 13, no one's ever thinking about protecting lyrics or anything like that.
Actually, Marty Rowski, he is the one who kind of helped me get to where I am today. He taught me all the business side of it, of things, and he's a publisher, so that's kind of what he does. He publishes music, and he was like, you need to get on with ASCAP as soon as possible. So, yeah, that's how I got into that.
Cool. And for people that are wondering how they can join ASCAP, what do they got to do? Just log on to the ASCAP website, or do they have to know somebody?
You just have to go on to the website and kind of just sign up. It's a fee. I'm not sure how much, but you have to have the songs recorded, and you have to just put up all the lyrics and the song onto there. It's really simple.
Really? It just takes initiative, right?
Yes. And it just protects you.
Have you always had this initiative to just go and do things right away? Or are you one of those people that just kind of lays back and waits for it to kind of happen?
No, I'm a go-getter. I don't wait for anyone to do anything. I'm getting it done. I don't want to be screwed over in the end. So I always make sure I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing to make my business perfect and flow smoothly.
Now, do you think of yourself as a business, or do you still think of yourself as more of a singer?
I actually find myself both, because I've seen so much of the business side already, and I'm actually going to school for that now. I'm going full sail for a music business. So I'm really intrigued by the business side of the industry. So I actually like to go towards the business side of my singing. Like, singing is, I can do that all the time, forever. Like, that's no big deal. But if you can handle the business too, that's a big deal. and you get a lot of respect.
So interesting that you're now going. And now, is this a college or is this like a private trade school that you're going to learn this?
No, it's Full Sail University. It's located in Florida, and I'm doing their online program.
Oh, wow. So that really works, you know, better than actually going to like a brick and mortar kind of university or something.
Yeah. It's nice because I can work it around my schedule, and I'm already used to the online thing because I was homeschooled, so it was really easy to just go right into it.
Oh, man, it's like you've been training for this for years. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick, I'm really curious about this whole business thing, because for you it must seem easy just because you've been around it for so long. Do you ever look at the criteria and the stuff that they're pushing on you and think, you know what, I've been involved in these situations and it's not really like this, or do you ever critique them on their point of view of the industry?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've had a couple managers want to manage me, and I can totally tell when they're not telling the truth because I've been in the industry for so long. I know how it works. I know all the different systems, all the different, you know, like everything that is in the industry to make an artist. And just what they're saying does not add up. And I'm sitting back, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, they have no clue. I actually know what I'm talking about and I know my stuff, you know? But it's funny. But yeah, I can definitely tell somebody's not telling the truth, and I never say it to their face or anything, but I can definitely tell.
You gave me a copy of I'm Not Gonna Cry, and now, to my knowledge, I think we are world premiering this, because I know you've leaked out some teasers of this song. Is that true?
Yes.
Are we world
premiering? Yes. This is the first time everybody's going to be hearing the full song.
Whoa, thank you so much for this opportunity of letting us play this song in its entirety. Very stoked. So let's get into it. Let's world premiere. Oh, we got to do something fun like world premiere exclusive.
Oh, my goodness.
This is I'm Not Gonna Cry right here on The Playlist.
I'm not gonna feel anymore. I don't wanna smile to love.
everyone. I hope you enjoyed my new single, I'm Not Gonna Cry. You can find the music video September 5th on JamieDemon.com.
I'm going back to school.
Heard the song Wish You Went to My School, and before that we world premiered I'm Not Gonna Cry, and you did mention for that song that there will be a music video coming out. Tell me a little bit about making that video.
It was a lot of fun. It's about a boyfriend and a girlfriend that kind of separated, and I actually used my real boyfriend in real life, so it was kind of awkward, but it was a lot of fun. I mean, we had a lot of different locations. Actually, this past Sunday, I filmed the last couple scenes, and I had a bunch of my fans, family, and friends there, and it was just a lot of fun.
Now, when you approached this idea about this song, and, you know, having him in the video, was he like, are you Taylor Swifting me? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, he definitely thought that. Like, when he first heard the song, he was like, is this about me? And I was like, no, this is not about you. I didn't even write it, so it couldn't be about him. But, yeah, he was definitely scared, but I wasn't planning on using him, but a couple of my actors had gone through, and I was like, I'd rather just be you anyways. Like, it's more real if I actually use him, so,
That's funny. You know, there's a lot of superstitions around using, like, you know, your better half in your music videos. You weren't keen on any of those, or you don't care about superstitions or anything like that?
No, I'm not. I'm cool. I don't really care.
I wanted to know what your backup band, the Stingers, what have they been up to?
Oh, man. Steve-O, my bass player, he's in like five different bands. He's doing great for himself. And I always love when we get to practice and everything, because he always has fun stories from his gigs and everything. And Josh is still in high school, still rocking. He's gotten even better. And Casey is going to college too, my drummer. And we're all just a big, happy family still, practicing every week. Shows, a lot of shows coming up. We actually got into Battle of the Bands.
Very cool. Yeah. I'm excited for that. And so you guys are going to be going up against a bunch of bands to fill a slot for the Warped Tour or what?
Yes, October 12th is our date, and we are extremely excited.
You enjoy Battle of the Bands? You enjoy seeing what other bands have and seeing if you can outband them?
Well, I've actually never been involved with Battle of the Bands, but I'm not a really competitive person. I just love what I do, and I think it would be awesome to be in the Vans Warped Tour. That would be really cool.
I know you've been running lately.
Yes.
And doing a bunch of other, you know, things. Have you always been this into fitness, or is this something that's kind of you're just discovering?
Well, it's something I always have to worry about because I gain weight, lose weight really fast. So I always have to stay on top of it. And to perform the way I do, I have to be in amazing shape. And that's where the running comes in. Just to get my stamina up and actually sing while I'm running. So when I'm bouncing around on the stage, you can't tell that I'm out of breath. But it's getting my lungs prepared for bigger stages and everything.
So what songs are you singing while you're running? Are they your songs? Or are you doing covers of songs? Or are you just making up lyrics?
No, I just sing to like my Pandora. So any current song that's on, I just kind of sing along. Doesn't have to be perfect. It's just singing.
Wow, very cool. I had no idea. That's fun. Very cool.
Yeah, people in their cars are probably like, "What is she doing?"
They're like, look at that. That's Jamie Beeman, and she's talking to herself. You know.
Well, no. This is how I got to running, like 5 miles just around my house, because I got sick of going to the gym because people started to recognize me, and I just like to go to the gym to work out, not talk and like socialize, you know. So I made the decision to just like run outside so I can actually work out instead of going to the gym and somebody coming up and talking to me for 30 minutes, you know.
Very funny, because not that I've been experiencing something like that, but whenever I'm out, you know, it's just like I go out to just, you know, see what it's like to, you know, be with the human beings of the world, you know, and just take in life, you know, and every now and then somebody will recognize me as well, and then they'll talk my ear off, and I feel mm-hmm. the same way. It's just like, great, you know, I really appreciate you coming, talking to me and stuff, you know, but, you know, not that I feel bad, but I'm just like, I just want to experience what it's like not to be Turtle, you know what I mean? Just to kind of be me, you know. Sometimes I need a vacation from myself, you know, if that makes sense. But that was fun. But by all means, people, I mean, I'm not saying don't talk to me. I'm just saying, you know, come talk to me. I'll conversate with you. But, you know, if I cut things short or whatever, don't be mad. Just be like, you know, I don't know. Did I bury myself right now? I should stop talking. I don't know.
No, but I'm too nice. So, like, they just keep talking and I let them.
But maybe what you should do, you go back to the gym, but you do stuff that nobody can talk to you, like you swim. You know, if all you did was swim, no one can talk to you because you're under the water or over the water.
Yeah.
They have to be in the
pool.
True, but
I don't know. There's probably a lot of germs in there. No, I have a pool in my backyard.
Oh, yeah? Do you swim a lot there, or it's just for soaking?
Oh, no. Like, when I was younger, I would go out there at 9 a.m. and get out of the pool at 9 p.m. Like, I was a fish when I was little. I'm not out there as much, but I'm out there all the time, just tanning and swimming, playing with my dog.
Night swimming has always been a fun thing. I have a pool at my house as well. And I haven't night swimmed in a while, but I remember as a kid we would do night swimming. It would be dark, and then we'd just turn on a few lights, you know, mm-hmm. and then just be just jumping around in the pool. And it was always more refreshing than in the day. In the day, there's just a lot of heat, and you're just throwing water on yourself to keep away from the heat, you know. In the dark, it's more cooling, more relaxing, you know. You're not stressed out too much about you know, getting a suntan or getting sunburnt, because I'm putting on, you know, I don't know what it's like for you, but I'm putting on a sunscreen, and then when I'm done, you know, it's like I'm still getting tanned, and I'm like, I thought sunscreen was supposed to, you know, protect me from getting burnt, but I'm still getting tanned, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Needless to say,
I'm Italian, so I just get darker and darker and darker.
There's no end. So are you trying to keep out from the sun a lot, or are you embracing that darkness?
No, I'm always in the sun, because once winter comes around, I turn super white. So I try and stay dark as long as I can, or get as dark as I can, so then it just slowly goes back to white.
I don't want you to go too crazy and get one of those fake spray tans, because those are just ridiculous. Don't ever do that. I want you to be
honest. Oh, no. I've never done any of that. It's not healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not natural, man. Like, I like natural-looking skin, not like orange.
I may be Italian, but I'm not from the Jersey Shore.
Okay. Very cool. Jamie Beeman has been my guest, and thank you so much for coming on and letting us world premiere your song. Very cool.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and for more information on Jamie, log on to jamiebeeman.com, and we leave you now with 747.
Sunday.
Hey, what's up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@enterthesshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.